Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Happy matchy on accident.
We are. We didn't mean to be. This happens every so often. I'm like, oh my God, we're twins.
Although you're probably in denim and it looks purple.
I am in denim. This is like a Western shirt and I've got like yoga pants on.
Yeah. You guys, two emails. By the way, if you guys want to send us emails about your personal MyPillow experiences, we love this. You guys, we cannot get enough of this. The first one comes from Ginger Spencer. She lives in Hopedale, Illinois. And she said, I'm such a huge fan of you both. Have been watching your live videos on Rumble. My husband and I had COVID about a month ago and neither of us had severe symptoms. So after 10 boring, fatigue-filled days of quarantine, I decided to order ourselves a post-COVID treat. Enter MyPillow. Your rave reviews of their sheet sets won me over and we finally got them on Saturday. All I can say about these sheets is they are thebomb.com.
They are pretty awesome.
We feel like we're sleeping in a luxury hotel somewhere. But wait. The story doesn't end there. Oh, yes. The kitten fur squeezy technology. She says, I ordered myself the light gray moccasin slippers and they are a game changer. In fact, I'm not ashamed to say that I wore them to church today.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
I am a MyPillow customer for life. So that is from Ginger. And then also Babe Johnson said, I just wanted to thank you both for your support of Mike Lindell and advertising the discount code during your morning YouTube show. In the past 3 weeks, I have purchased 2 sets of Split King sheets, moccasins for my husband, a large dog bed, Mike's book, and the 20-pound weighted blanket. She used the code CHICKS on every single item. And the discount happened for everything except for the book. So that's good to know that the discount works on everything but the book.
I'm going to need the weighted blanket. I'm going to need that.
You need it.
That's like the one thing I haven't ordered. I'm going to need it.
You got to get the weighted blanket for sure. Totally. And you guys can get in on that discount too if you use code
CHICKS
at either 800-875-0513 or mypillow.com. Do it today.
Today.
You sent me a disgusting story this morning.
You
sent it last night, but I was already in bed. but I saw it this morning and I was like, ew, why are you sending me this disgusting story? But it's about Bill Gates apparently like hitting on Microsoft employees while he was married to Melinda.
Yeah. And it's so gross. And he has like apparent ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Raise your hand if any of this surprises you. I mean, are you really surprised by any of this, you guys?
Anybody? I don't see any hands raised.
Anyone? I mean, because seriously, and listen, I mean, he's sort of like that super nerdy, like kind of, he always seemed like a super nerdy, pervy guy to me. Doesn't he?
I never got the perv vibe. Super nerd, but I never got the perv vibe from him.
I do. He just really? Kind of get, yeah, I do. No. And I get it from Bezos too. He may not be.
Oh yeah. That but I definitely
Bezos,
get.
I get it. I get it too. I mean, listen, like don't sue me or anything, Bezos. I'm just saying I get the vibe. Like if I saw you in a bar, I'd be like, I'm going to go ahead and that's a hard pass for me. It's a hard pass. You know, I'm going to stay over here.
Right.
With the poor people. You know what I mean? I don't need you or your money or your weirdness or that eye. I don't need any of that, you know? Just don't want it. I don't want any of it.
Right. Yeah. Well,
Bill Gates is the same. He's the same way. He just creeps me out. He just creeps me all the way out.
Well, and then apparently it was as early as 2013 that Melinda said to Bill, listen, I don't really like you hanging out with that Jeff Epstein guy because he seems like kind of a skeeve. And then in 2019, when everything came like busting open about how awful Epstein was, then she hired the divorce lawyers and started putting the wheels in motion and trying to be like, I don't want anything to do with any of this. So that's what kind of prompted the whole thing, apparently.
Ew.
Ew is right. And
the thing is, what else are we going to find out? Probably nothing. Because all the people who have been connected to Epstein, we know nothing. I mean, think about it. It's that case.
Maybe, what's her name? Ghislaine. Maybe she will get offered a deal if she like comes clean about some Bill Gates stuff. That would be amazing.
But I mean, it's like him and a gajillion other people that have been wrapped up with that disgusting monster. And they all were, think of the stuff they were doing.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I saw, what was it? I don't even know what outlet it was. The press, who is so convenient to do this yesterday, after all this stuff comes out, right? I see a picture of Bill Gates with one of his daughters. I guess he has more than one daughter. I don't know. And it's like Bill Gates taking time to spend quality father-daughter time with his daughter, blah. And I was just like, really? Like, really? Because this is what they do, right? I mean, they're so crafty about narratives and crafty about, like, this is what they want you to see. I'm like, listen, do your jobs and find out what he was doing with Epstein. That's what I want to know. That's what people actually want. And I don't give a crap about his, like, outing with his daughter. That's a I don't care. You know, you're a news outlet. Go be a journalist. That's what you're supposed to do. Drives me crazy with these people. Yeah.
But they want you to believe that Bill Gates is just like us.
Oh, yeah.
He spends father-daughter time.
Okay. I mean, he's like pervy Revenge of the Nerds. That's what he is.
Oh, God. Oh,
so gross.
Also, the esteemed healthcare expert, Dr. Fauci, was invited to give a commencement address at Emory, during which he said that there is undeniable racism, and that is what we have learned as a country from the COVID pandemic, is that there is undeniable racism.
Oh, is that that's what we've learned? That's what we've learned. Wow, and he gets paid that much, and that's what he's learned?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you didn't think that he was a political animal, I mean, come on.
Okay. Well,
can we just not?
And if that's what he's learned, then somebody fire him immediately. We're paying him way too much money. He's the highest paid federal employee that we have right now. And if that's what he's learned, he needs to be fired.
It's just unbelievable. Him and Walensky were all over the weekend talk shows to try to, like, not be horribly embarrassed by how awful the messaging has been on the whole mask thing.
Yeah.
And so they didn't do a very good job even helping themselves get over the horrible messaging. Like, they just made it worse, I felt like, over the weekend. And so now we've gotten to a point where idiots like David Hogg and AOC and others are basically saying they're going to continue to wear the masks so that they don't look like Republicans. This is what they're actually saying. And I'm like, you realize that is a self-own. You're right. Like, you're vaccinated. You're going to continue to be miserable in your mask. Okay. Yeah.
And be stupid. You're going to continue to be stupid. That's because you're dumb to wear that thing. You're an idiot to go outside. Because when I see somebody like driving in their car with one, or like outside in an open field,
right?
You know, like in a park wearing one of those things, I'm like, God, that person, how do they tie their shoes in the morning? Do they need help? They're an adult. Like, what's wrong with these people? Are dumb. And then those are the ones who obviously vote. And we know how they do it. We know how they vote, right?
I mean, can you just even know that, like, he thinks it's some sort of
burn?
Got you. Like a sick burn.
Yeah.
What in the hell?
I just don't
understand this line of thinking at all. It's so crazy.
He's a complete moron, that kid. Hey, it's the chicks here, Mock and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. We got to talk about, let me find my little tiny jar of balls. Oh my God, where is it? Oh, here it is.
Are we talking about Harry?
Prince Harry. who you may know from Sid.
There are his balls. We have his balls in the office. Those are his balls.
Tiny, itsy bitsy balls.
Hairy balls.
So he apparently was on a podcast. I think it was with Dax Shepard.
Yeah, Dax Shepard. That's Kristen Bell's husband. She's the one that was, you know, she's been in all sorts of stuff. But Kristen Bell's husband, Dax Shepard, who you may know from such films as I Don't Remember, because he's not been in a lot. I think he was in one time with Jessica Simpson. And then he's been in like not a whole lot of stuff. He's like, yeah. Anyways, Dax Shepard. He has a podcast and it's like, what is it called again?
Armchair Expert. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Armchair Expert. That's his podcast. Okay. And so he scored Harriet. And I don't think Megan was there. Was Megan there with them? Because they usually are attached at the hip.
I know. I'm surprised she let him out of the house without her.
She usually has him. Yeah. Has him on some sort of a leash.
Yeah. No, but, he was. Now he talked about her like basically the entire time, saying that she's the one that encouraged him to seek out therapy to get over his daddy issues.
Oh,
he talked about, you know, basically genetic trauma. So because Prince Charles grew up in a kind of way, and that means that he was a kind of parent to Harry, and now Harry has got to unlearn the kind of parent that Charles was and that he was a son to. And so it's so dumb. But the most important thing, and the reason that Prince Harry is now getting absolutely killed by basically everybody that is a patriotic American, is that he ripped on the First Amendment. And he basically said, he said, I've got so much I want to say about the First Amendment as I sort of understand it, but it is bonkers. That's what he said about the First Amendment.
The First Amendment is bonkers.
Right. You know what? Get out of this country. Get out. If you don't want to be here and appreciate the foundational principles of this country, GTFO, if your family will even have you back at this point, because I don't know why he's trying to make enemies on both sides of the ocean.
Right. Didn't Dan Crenshaw like rip him for that? Dan Crenshaw ripped. I mean, everybody was ripping him for that.
Yeah.
But here's my question is if he hates, listen, just going back to his family and going back to the fact that he was so traumatized. He's so traumatized. No. So traumatized.
It's so hard to be a prince, you guys.
It's so tough, you guys. It's so tough for Harry with this with his no balls, his detached ballular area. He's so traumatized. So, I mean, if it was so tough for him and he really wants to make a statement rather than going on a stupid effing podcast, maybe he should give all that money back. Give all of it back since he earned none of it. And then obviously a lot of people, because a lot of people over there, you know, yonder where he's from, they're screaming for him to say, okay, well, they're saying for him to give up the title because he still has a little bit of a title. So if he's so embarrassed by this family and he's so traumatized, but why would you want to still have a royal, any sort of royal tie? Why would
Megan use the title on her children's book too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why would
they
stop? And if you think that they're racist, why would you want that?
Right.
Why would you want that? I don't understand these. Oh, wait, I do. They're attention whores. I do understand it. And they're using the royal family to get, this is what they've done. They've used it as a platform. He's used the money as a platform. He's used everything. He's done nothing by himself. You think he's done anything by himself?
I mean, like they're signing deals now just based on their names and who they are. But again, that's because of that's because of who he was before he met her.
It's not her acting prowess.
No.
Give me a break. These people are ridiculous.
I understand she's very good at pointing to suitcases full of money.
Because she has a bunch now because she married a prince.
Wait, what did Stuart say? Stuart, the Brit, is here. Harry, Stuart. All free on our taxpayers. Now you pay up. Yeah, that's right. Harry should be paying up. That's exactly right, Stuart.
Exactly. Give it all back. Every single bit of it. Like from the time you were born, give it all back.
Ugh, cannot stand that ballless
loser.
I mean, for real.
I know. I
for
can't.
Real.
Rick, we did run the Brits out of our country. We did do that.
Yeah,
we did.
And now he's going to come back here and then freaking complain about it?
About the First Amendment?
No.
How about you suck it? Suck it. You don't get to do that, Harry.
cannot
you
stand.
And your you and your ungrateful little wife.
Remember when he was cool?
Like for 2 seconds, he was cool. Remember when he was like in the military and he was kind of cool? And now he's like, I'm traumatized by being a print. I cannot. I just can't with this guy. What is it about? Some of these men get ruined by the, I don't know. I think it's the woman. The woman. I mean, she is Yoko Ono.
She totally is. I know. I cannot stand her. So SNL, predictably, Saturday Night Live's ratings completely tanked this weekend now that Elon Musk was there and now he's not there. I don't even know who hosted. Honestly, I have no idea.
Who cares?
I saw one clip because I wanted to see, I can't remember where I saw it, but people were like, oh, they made fun of Fauci. And I was like, oh, okay, well, let me take a look at that. It was that one chick that played Hillary too. And I can't. I mean, you know, she does an okay impression, but it was so not funny. I wanted it to be funny. I was willing it to be funny.
Really? Were you?
But all I could do is go, huh. Like, that's the most I could muster.
I don't even. And you laugh at a lot of stuff.
I laugh a lot.
You guffaw. I mean, even you.
Right.
That's the thing. So for you to be like, huh.
And that was an effort. I mean, I really was hopeful that there would be something redeemable about it. And there just it was awful. It was really, really dumb for real.
Yeah.
Do you want the CIA choosing their personnel based on intersectionality or based on competence? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how identity politics are endangering our nation. I'll also be joined by Tiffany Smiley, the amazing wife of a wounded warrior who is now running for the U.S. Senate in Washington State. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Bad news for you and the rest of Texas, and that is that Matt McConaughey apparently is quietly talking to people like in the know and in politics about how he can get coordinated to make his run for governor.
Well, so, you know, here's the thing. He eventually has to get on a stage and debate and do all the stuff.
True.
So let's see how that works out. You know, we'll just see how that goes. Because who is he going to run against? How's that going to work? What's it going to look like? I mean, it may seem really interesting in theory now to a bunch of Democrats. But once it actually happens, let's see how it works out.
Really? Because I just, you know how people just get all like, celebrity, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I do,
but it depends on what, I mean, you know. And then what are his policies? I don't know what his policies are.
Well, he just posted a photo of himself. Like, I don't know if he was in Utah or like Arizona or Nevada, somewhere where they have like the cliffs, the giant cliffs and stuff. And he's on this, clearly there's no one around him for miles and miles and miles. And someone from far, far away is taking a picture of him at the top of this peak. And he's got a mask on outside. And I'm just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he was one of the people that was really mad at Governor Abbott for, you know, unmasking pretty quickly and early on, even though they've done great. Texas as a state has done great with COVID, even though they're total Neanderthals, according to Biden.
Yeah.
But I mean, so what are they saying now?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what he would say about that now. I don't know if he would say that the government needed to have more control. I assume that he probably would since he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Because most Democrats are like, we need more control. That's not what the founders wanted. It's not what they wanted. I mean, do any of these people know, or have they read a history book? Do they know what the founders actually did want? You know, it's like, I don't think anybody knows that anymore. Anybody actually has gone back and read and looked at historical documents and has understood the history, like our actual history and what the founders really wanted for us. And they didn't want that. You know, I mean, I look at just what's happening in our country right now. I look around and I look at, I mean, people are like, they genuinely look at our government and look so much for answers for stuff like this. And I'm like, that's not what our government's here for, you guys. Like, I don't want to say terrified, but I'm, I don't know if the word's disappointed. I don't know what it is. I think people are just dumb, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, people are just dumb. It's like, they don't know history. They don't know what our country was set up to be.
Well, because nobody teaches them anymore because they're too busy teaching them about how racist they all are.
Right. That concerns me. That concerns me. Like, we've gone in this direction of people are looking at the government is supposed to tell me whether I'm supposed to wear a mask. Like, I was listening to, I just was getting ready this morning. Like, ABC News came on, you know, A-L-E-X-A, that chick. I don't want to say it, but she'll turn on in my room here. But it was talking because I asked about the mask mandate because I wanted to hear the latest news on it, and there was this whole story afterwards about how people were just like they're like I'm just so confused, I don't know whether I should wear it or not wear it, and there's just so much confusion. And I'm like, why is there I feel sorry for these. I genuinely feel sorry for these people because they are that dumb. I feel sorry for them. Like, why are you looking to all these outside, you're an adult, you know, it's like, oh my God, like it just, you're outside. Why would you be confused as to whether or not you should put on a damn face diaper? Why? Why is it confusing?
I'm not confused at all. I couldn't be less confused.
There's no confusion. There's zero. Like, I've not experienced a lot of confusion over the past year, other than the fact that there are a lot of, they've put so many people at the, I'm confused as to why somebody like a Fauci has been able to call the shots. That confuses me.
I know.
And why people follow him blindly. That confuses me.
Still, after he's been wrong so many times. It's just incredible. Incredible.
A lot of dumb people.
All right.
You guys, bring it in. You guys have a great Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Joe Manchin says no to D.C. statehood, and Joe Biden says no to taking off his mask around other vaccinated people. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a lot of fun, too. Subscribe to the 3 Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.